Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, joined by Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. First of all, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, on this Thursday before the Christmas holiday coming up, it's nice to hear a few stories about goodwill in our region.
Well, let me see what I have here, David. What is it about Christmas that has everybody wanting to do more, bigger, and better? This year we have a story about Millie Douglas of Garrettsville. On their first Christmas together in 1949, her husband Douglas gave her a ceramic figurine of Santa, and she was hooked. She was 19 then. It's been almost 70 years, and now she has more than 400 Santas, figurines, cookie jars, pillows, mugs, nightlights, candlesticks, salt and pepper shakers, you name it. Do you collect them? A friend asked her a few years back. I don't know, she told a friend, but that's a good idea. It's my thing, she now says. I really enjoy them. Millie's story, in part, is about the ability of people to overcome. She was born in Pennsylvania. Her dad died when she was 2 or 3. Her mom died when she was 10. Growing up on a farm, we never did any decorating, she said. So when she moved to Cooperstown as a teenager to work in a textile factory and she met Gordon, and he was enthusiastic about Christmas, she was on board. In the 60s, Gordon paid $10 for a Christmas tree, so he told her, we need to start a Christmas tree farm, and they did, and ran a profitable business for years. In 2005, Gordon passed away. In his memory, perhaps, she began collecting even more Santas. Now she's 87, and this may be the last year she has all of them on display. She started passing on the collection to other family members. Now, you remember last year, David, when John Hayans, after 25 years, finally hung more lights on his house than the Chevy Chase character Clark Griswold did in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Remember that? Clark's 25,000 plus 500.
I do.
Yes, sir. Now, here's a bit of a poignant story. Jill Mattis was a local state trooper who died when her cruiser crashed in 2010. She was a big Christmas fan and had a huge artificial tree that she would decorate in her backyard every year. When her father-in-law read last year about the Hayans family of Tilly Avenue, he donated Jill's tree to the effort. So when folks go to see the Hayans display this year, they'll think of Jill. John was able to hang 3,000 lights on Jill's tree alone, and this year has pushed his total to 30,500. Clark Griswold will never catch up.
And don't use all those extension cords.
That's right, by golly. So from Otsego County, David, this is your Christmas correspondent, Jim Kevlin, reporting.
Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. A Merry Christmas and goodwill to all.
Merry Christmas to you, David.